And we shall indeed. Let's get on now to the second of our community elements. And for these community elements, we're going to be covering the work of the MS Society. Now, during the Brian's Good News, I heard about a group of community nurses taking on the Monster Charity Challenge of ascending Mither Tap, which is part of the Benahi range, every day over the month of May. 31 days in all, and almost climbing the equivalent of the height of Everest, three of them, plus a blow-up dinosaur as well. That's just to heighten the issues of MS and create a talking point, and also to create a challenge for them, and hopefully they'll be able to raise lots of money for MS. But what is MS? Multiple sclerosis is a neurological condition, which means that it affects your nerves. You get it when your immune system isn't working properly. Now, this normally protects you from fighting off infection, but it attacks your nerves in MS by mistake. Your nerves control lots of parts of your body, and that's why you can get MS symptoms in many parts of your body. It's also why everyone's MS is different. Once diagnosed, MS stays with you for life, but treatments and specialists can help you to manage the condition and its symptoms. And the MS Society is there to help you live well with your MS and also fund research to stop MS, that's multiple sclerosis, for good. So let's have a little look about the science of MS. It affects the brain and spinal cord. And more than 100,000 people in the UK have MS, and they're most likely to find out they have MS in their 40s, 30s, 40s and 50s, but the first signs often start years earlier. People notice the first symptoms years before they get their diagnosis. To understand what it is, it's useful to understand the central nervous system works. A substance called myelin protects the nerve fibers in the central nervous system, which helps messages travel quickly and smoothly between the brain and the rest of the body. In MS, your immune system mistakes myelin as a foreign body and attacks it. This damages the myelin and strips off the nerve fibers either slightly or completely, leaving scars known as lesions or plaques. This damage disrupts the messages traveling along the nerve fibers, and they can slow down or become distorted or even not get through at all. So let's have a little look at indeed the types of MS that people have, and then a little bit about the signs and symptoms, and where then we can actually think about also what the MS Society can do. There are three main types of MS: relapsing, primary progressive and secondary progressive. Relapsing MS, people have distinct attacks of symptoms which then fade away either partially or completely. Symptoms you've had before might come back, or you might get new symptoms. Around 85% of people with MS are diagnosed with this type. Secondary progressive MS with relapsing MS go on to have secondary progressive, which means they have a build-up of disability independent of any relapses. And primary progressive affects 10 to 15% of people diagnosed with MS, and symptoms gradually get worse over time rather than appearing as sudden attacks or relapses. So the website mssociety.org.uk, when you're looking things up on their webpage, which is about MS, you can also find support near you. So you enter a town or postcode. For example, we'll go in for AB11 9LX, which is the postcode nearest to where we're broadcasting from, and then see where help is available from. So there are several places. There's a Neuro Pilates operated by Spear Physiotherapy in the Aberdeen Sports Village, a crafts class at Inchgarth Community Centre, an art class social group also at Inchgarth, exercise class, seated yoga, techno gym at One Accord Care Horizons Rehabilitation Center, exercise class in Kingswell's Church Hall. There's also the Aberdeen MS group, which is available. There's an Inverary and District group exercise class at the Stonehaven Bowling Club. So that is available. You can phone 0808 800 8000. That's 0808 800 8000, and that will it's a phone, free phone line to give information about MS, and you can ask lots of questions, but you can certainly get involved. You can find out about some of the research, some of the latest research that is available to help people with MS, and what that can actually do for people. So we'll just click to see what the latest research news is. For example, new insights into the role of vitamin D in our immune system. Vitamin D is associated with a reduced immune response, which has implications for autoimmune conditions like MS. People with progressive MS have older neural stem cells, and new research shows that DTMS can extend life expectancy for people with MS. That's beta interferon drugs can improve survival rates. Ah, now this is something that is right up my street. Research shows that hot chocolate could help to reduce fatigue. So that's a rather good something indeed to bear that in mind. And also new research into why pregnancy protects women against the effects of MS. Early treatment with intensive therapies can improve outcomes for people with MS. And £1.8 million investment to stop MS. Smoking and low vitamin D worsen prognosis for people with CIS. That's the clinically isolated syndrome. So there's lots of information there and well worthwhile thinking about that. This is Gospel for Grampian, and if you want to find out more about the MS Society, that's mssociety.org.uk. If you've got any questions, then it's 0808 800 8000, and you can find out. You can also get involved as well. You can donate, you can fundraise, give in other ways, volunteer, campaign, you can become a member. Lots of ways you can do that. And they have their own online community. So have a little look at that website. If you have MS or you know someone who's got MS, then that information is just there. And that is actually a reason why these community nurses, namely, should I say, Matthew Sunter, Lorraine Grant and Jenny Ray, also Dino the Dinosaur, climbing Benahi once a day, every day, for the whole month of May to raise funds. And there's actually... just looking to see whether or not, I think there is actually a fundraising section for that, so we'll make sure that that is available for you. Anyway, let's get on now to